Real Business Owners.
Welcome back to Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 30. This is Trevor Cowley. As usual, I've got my main man, Kel Goodman, with me.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? Hey, we have no idea what the hell we're going to talk about on this one because we just set up and we are in Malibu, California. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to kind of vibe it out and see what happens. I mean, you know, a couple ideas of what we thought about talking about is just, you know, a lot of things come about in inopportune times, right? A lot of people use the excuse, well, it's not good timing to do that, or it's not, it's never good timing, but I mean, we're in Malibu, California for a networking event as well as to record content for 2020 for our accounting company, Easier Accounting. Yes, and this episode is brought to you by Easier Accounting. Forgot to say that. Got to do a little promo plug. But yeah, guys, it's what, 2 weeks before Christmas right now as we're recording this, so this will come out, I think. It might. This might be the Christmas one.
Yeah, this will be on the 18th, and then Christmas will be the following week.
No, we've already recorded the one for the 18th.
Oh, that's true. This is a Christmas.
This is the Christmas
Merry
one.
Christmas.
Yeah, Merry fucking Christmas, you guys. Yeah. Hope you guys had an awesome day.
We're working. It's Christmas. We're working. So.
Yeah.
It's
sounds
just
like
kidding.
It.
I won't be working on Christmas.
Yeah, hell no.
My wife would kill me officially.
Yeah.
She's been very patient with me doing. We've been busy, man.
We've been
really, really busy. So
they already want to kill us. So, but we make sure that we tell them, you know, bear with us.
Mm-hmm.
The sun will shine on us one day. In terms of
we tell them the same stuff we tell you guys.
Yeah, just exactly.
Babe,
it takes time.
It's on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
Success is on the other side of all this grind.
You gotta have you gotta put in sacrifice. We're just sacrificing now for the dude. We do. We do preach that
we
in
do.
Our homes just as much as we do, you know, to you guys. But you know, me and Kel were talking just out here when we were trying to find a good spot to film the podcast in regards to spending money. Like a lot of people, you know, reach out and say, hey, you know, my business is slow, this, that, the other. And I'm like, well, how much money are you spending on marketing or, you know, getting yourself out there? Well, I spend like $300 a month. And I'm like, if you actually think about that, you're trying to extract tens of thousands of dollars out of a $300 a month investment.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we spent $4,000 or $5,000 just to come down and rent this house to film content and go to an event. And you know, you've got to be willing to spend. And I think that that's missing a lot. They wonder why they're not, you know, making money. And I ask what strategies you've implemented or how much money you're spending on a monthly basis. And some of them say, you know, I post, you know, once a week on Facebook and they're not even spending money on it. They post on their personal Facebook. And in most cases, the people closest to you, like your friends and family, aren't your customers.
I wish we had the old Facebook algorithm and the old Instagram algorithm where we could just
get it out,
post and share and build things more organically. They've obviously altered the apps to get your money to build your marketing and get your leads and the things that you're after out there on those platforms. I mean, guys, it was designed by that from the get-go, but you know, they had to build up to that. And so you're gonna have to spend a little bit of money to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. But money's just a hard thing all around, man.
It is.
Because you also need to be forcing some of the money that comes back in into your future, you know, investment portfolios. You need to get your money working for you. You need to invest more into your operations in order to expand your operations. And then you also have to have your cost of living covered too, you know? So it is hard. It's a hard balance, but we're risk takers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think about it. I don't even know how much we spent on this trip because I'm like, we wanted this setting. We wanted to mastermind with our own partnership.
Yeah.
We are also attending a mastermind down here. And all those things cost money. You know, I just know it's for the better of the company to take us to the next level. So we just do it.
Yeah, I mean, the real question is and we were talking about this prior to the podcast, and Kel was saying, you know, I don't know if we'd be able to do stuff like this 4 years ago. And, you know, and my rebuttal to that was maybe we would be where we are today a year or two prior. You just never know, and it has to be a personal call. You know, like, how bad do you really want to advance?
Yeah.
Even if you're in a really bad financial situation or you don't have a whole lot of money, should you be hoarding that money to pay bills?
Yeah.
Or should you be utilizing that money to maybe try to advance yourself?
Yeah.
Those are the real questions that you have to ask.
Yeah.
And it gets scary in some cases, especially if you're a new business and you don't have access to a lot of money to spend it maybe on personal growth or masterminding or doing some of that stuff, because there's no immediate return in regards to getting a customer.
Right.
Right. It's only really personal growth and understanding maybe how to operate your business better. Mm-hmm. But in reality, if you could know how to operate your business better, you should be more profitable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you can always change the perspective and say, I can't afford to do it. Or you can say, can you afford not to do it?
Right.
You know, some of those things. Like, if you're in that bad of a situation, you need to figure out a way to get money to invest, whether it's into marketing, whether it's into going into masterminds. And I think that we've grown a lot just in the last, six to 12 months, for sure.
Oh, yeah, last year, for sure.
I mean, we did hire a videographer. It was been almost a couple years ago. That was really uncomfortable.
Dude, I mean, just taking 4 years ago into our new office space, bro.
That was uncomfortable.
I was scared.
I know.
That was a big jump for me. And dude, you know what I realized?
I was surprised by that, because usually you're pretty good about, you know, investing. And I remember saying, dude, let's go into a bigger office, go to a nicer office. I think more revenue will come out of it because we're putting the employees in a better environment.
Yeah.
And it has panned out.
Dude, people come in our office and the deal's closed before we even talk.
Yeah,
because they're like, okay, these guys got their shit together. It's a nice office.
Yep.
And dude, that is, there's a lot of power in that, right? And so it has definitely helped level us up for sure.
Well, I'm going to bring up another point here real quick that you brought up at dinner when we went and ate dinner for, was it somebody's birthday or something when we went to Red Fort?
Yeah.
Somebody's birthday, but you brought up, we knew an individual that bought a jet back in the day. Mm-hmm. And when you spoke to him, what was the one thing that he would change?
Oh, that's funny, man. He came in.
He came in.
Section of boss.
Yeah. So he came in and sat down, and he ended up getting to the point where he was making hundreds of millions of dollars in terms of revenue, right?
Yeah.
And he had his own private jet and would fly around to try to do business with people.
Yeah.
And people tell him that story.
He said, if I could do anything over again, I'd buy a bigger jet.
So he'd invest even more money into what most people would consider a liability.
Yeah.
But why would he invest into a bigger jet?
He no one blew him off anymore. You know what I mean? So he'd hit up a guy, the guy that didn't know he had a jet, you know, and the guy, you know, would say, well, you know, send over your financials. We'll take a look. And, you know, if I'm going to do business with you, I'll reach out and blah, blah, blah. And he'd say, well, how about this, sir? You're in Kansas City. How about I'll just come over and see you today? I'll be there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Can you do dinner tonight? I'll bring my financials with you. We'll sit down. We'll go over your financials, our financials together.
Yeah.
And then we can make a decision then. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, I got a jet. I'll be there in 2 hours. Let's go to dinner. Clear your schedule. I'll be there. He's like, I'll call my guy right now. I'll call my pilot. We'll be on our way. And he's like, Kel, I never one time after I said that had to get on my jet and go see that person, because they say, oh, you know what? We don't need to do it. Let's go ahead and do business. And he's like, bro, I would have bought a bigger jet. And he said, I would have done exactly what you guys are doing right now, is I would have been doubling down on creating more of our own, my own data, my own following, my own brand, versus the way I was doing old school. But he's like, but the jet was huge, man. He's like, it's a big expense. But it closed a shit ton
of deals.
Yeah.
And it helped. You're closing deals, bringing in large amounts of revenue to get to the point where you're doing hundreds of millions of dollars a year in revenue.
Yeah.
And so, like, think about all of those things. We were scared getting into the new office because it's a bigger expense than what we were accustomed to.
Yeah.
You know, individuals buying jets. Hindsight's 20/20, so he wish he would have spent more money on a bigger jet. I mean, there's so many things.
It's all perception. Okay, it's your perception of what you're capable of, because we all put limitations on ourselves. But what perception are you building for other people seeing you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they come to our office, they see, like, okay, this is no joke.
This is a professional.
This isn't a clown show. I'm not walking into some old retail backwoods weird bullshit, you know,
because I've
walked into some offices like that.
Some garbage ass shit.
You know what I mean? I've walked into some weird offices where I've questioned things.
And I was going to say, that's exactly what happens when you walk into a garbage ass office. You look around and you're like, okay, well. Yeah. What the fuck? They're not even so you even get that impression in a crappy office.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, because our office is nice, people obviously have to get the, how many times have people come in and said, you guys got a nice office? I like it.
100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody mentions
it. Happened in our old office.
Never.
And our old office wasn't like ghetto. It was
on the edge of ghetto.
It was on the lower end of middle class.
Yeah. Hanging on by a thread on that lower end of middle class.
It was like my childhood.
It could have been the high end of low class or the low end of middle class. Let's just say I was embarrassed to do meetings in that office.
Think about it, man. This is, we put all, it's the limits we put on ourselves, man. Yeah. Like, if I was to go ask somebody right now, like, dude, bang out 100 push-ups. It could be, depending on who that person is, that could be really hard for them. I did it this morning very easily, but it wasn't always easy. You know, and the bottom line is like, when you do it over and over and over and over again, and you're constantly pushing yourself past that limit, 100's not hard anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very easy. I could do 500 push-ups right now. Then it would start getting hard. So that's hard for me. So if I keep doing it and I keep pushing past that 500, well, then 500 is going to become easy. Now I know I can push a little bit further. So a jet's very possible for us. I already know that.
Yeah.
It's in my visualizations every single morning. So I know that's going to be something that comes to fruition for us. We're not that far off.
Yeah.
But when we get a jet, it's going to be like, dude, that really wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
What can we get next?
Yeah.
Right? And it's not about getting, but it's about...
Well, you've got to be setting the bar.
It is about
setting the bar. And if you have that, that's just... I mean, some people look at it as a jet as very materialistic and ego, feeding the ego. But let's be real. If we get a jet and we're able just to jump on the jet and fly here, we can go from maybe doing $10 million a year in revenue to $40 million in revenue within 2, 3, 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, and continue to set the bar. But let me ask you this. We went from like a $3,000 a month office to the point where now we're spending $15,000 a month in leases or rent right now. You know, we've talked about buying our own building, all that. That's all stuff that we were, you know, deciding whether we want to do in the near future
we're
and all that.
The numbers on. Yeah. We're just doing it. We're just going out and like, oh, throw all your money out the window and watch what comes back. I mean, you got to be strategic and smart about it.
But have you regretted putting yourself out on a limb like that?
No, I was scared.
But every time you do that, I don't even think about it anymore. Now we do it all the time. Now we're like, okay, yeah, let's invest.
Who pays the rent in our office? Is it Jeremy?
It's automated. It's all it's like on the banking or whatever. We just auto pay.
Yeah.
So we don't have to really think about it anymore. And we don't have to stress about it. We don't have to look at the bank account to see when rent's coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and part of all that is because we were willing to invest in times that were uncomfortable to invest.
Yeah.
Did we want to go from $3,000 a month to initially $9,000, now we're up to $15,000?
Yeah.
No, we don't. Do you really think that we enjoy spending $15,000? No.
That's just our current limit that we're pushing past, just like everybody listening should be doing. What's your current limitations you're putting yourself, and what are you doing to push past them? There's always discomfort pushing past that limit that you've put on yourself. And we have limitations. We all do.
I mean, some people listen to this and might think that we're just something special or whatever. You can label it all you want in terms of like maybe – I don't really feel successful. Like
not
if
at all.
Yeah, if
I've
somebody
got a long way to go.
Yeah, like if somebody says like are you – I mean, I think that we're – I'm comfortable knowing that we're on the right path to success, but I don't consider where we're at like success.
Yeah.
You know, like that. This isn't the end – point. We're going to have to continue to get uncomfortable, continue to invest more money into the next greater opportunity and get out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I think the problem with a lot of people that operate businesses is you stay with inside of your comfort zone. You maybe when you first start a business, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then you get into day-to-day operations and then you're comfortable and you never continue to seek that discomfort that you did when you were in the startup phase.
Absolutely.
When you were scared and nervous, knowing that you had to try to make something work. What if you hire more employees or do, you know, there's certain pressures that you can put on yourself and apply to yourself that will force you to grow businesses.
Absolutely.
We were forced to grow the business by getting into an office that was much bigger than what we even needed. It was just a nice office, but we knew we would grow into it. We grew into it and then grew out of it within inside of a 3 or 4 year time frame.
We put a plan together to grow into that office.
Yeah.
It's full now.
Yeah.
And we actually had to go down and get a secondary lease down the street just for our sales division.
Yeah.
And now we're filling that up. And so now we're talking about building a new building.
Yeah.
And it is. We put a plan together for future growth. We filled it. Now we're putting a new plan together for our next push of growth.
It is
uncomfortable. Dude.
It is.
In order for us to build a new building, we've got to put basically $1 million to $2 million down without even funding.
Dude, it wasn't even more than like 7 or 8 years ago that we were making, you know, $150 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and some of the businesses were struck. We had to build stuff back up where we were watching bank accounts very closely. I mean, it was 7 or 8 years ago where we went 4 or 5 months without even getting paid. Yeah. You know, and then now, I mean, obviously we have a lot more consistency, but we're not that far removed from where a lot of you guys are that are listening right now. We were where you guys are in terms of watching the bank account, wondering when that deposit's going to hit.
You know, you're scared to take on that next lease.
Whatever it is, that next expense.
Right.
Whether it's that piece of equipment, that lease, whatever it is, we're not that far away from where you guys are at right now. And some of you guys may be where we're at, and maybe some of you past where we're at. But, you know, in this scenario, we're just talking about always staying uncomfortable, pushing the envelope. Mm-hmm. I think people push the envelope in the beginning to go from an employee to an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And then they just do day-to-day busy work and their business never grows, their revenue never grows, and they wonder why their company's not hitting those new levels, because you're just focused on day-to-day operations and you're doing nothing to get uncomfortable and take that next step in your business to try to force growth. Because growth doesn't just sit in your lap and say, hey, you know, I'd like to grow and give you more money. It doesn't work like that.
No, not at all.
Growth comes out of being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
If you're lifting weights, you've got to put the heavy shit on that's uncomfortable, where your body's shaking and you're burned out. Like, that's the exact same in business where, like, again, your body might be not shaking, but mentally you're shaking.
Yeah.
And you feel the pressure. You feel the weight of trying to grow your business.
And what do you do if you want to lift more weight? You push past
those limitations.
Once it's uncomfortable and you just stop, you're going to always lift. If you're benching 200 pounds and you just lift it till you're comfortable and you stop because, I felt that, you stop, well, you're going to stay lifting that weight. But in order to push past that, lift heavier weight, you've got to push one, two more past your comfort level.
Yep.
And it's
increase the weight, increase the pressure, mm-hmm. right, is what you're doing, right? Because the pressure's coming down. And those extra reps, when you don't want to do it, is increased pressure.
Yeah.
It's the same concept in business. You have to increase the pressure on yourself. And I think owner-operators or an owner that has 3, 4, 5 employees, are you on the front lines with your employees just doing day-to-day work? Or are you behind the scenes trying to push and force growth with your business?
Yeah.
Where we're at right now, we've been very day-to-day in the business trying to force growth. I think we've done a good hybrid of being on the front lines and trying to force growth. And at this point where we're at right now, we know for a fact, in order to go from 10 million to 20 million to 30 million, we cannot be in the office on a day-to-day basis and be on the front lines anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to actually remove ourselves, trust the staff, trust the people that we have to operate the business on the inside. And we've got to be on the outside forcing growth with our companies.
Yeah.
So if you mow lawns, should you be mowing lawns if that's the type of business that you own? Yeah. Or should you have a staff that mows the lawns and you be knocking doors, getting new accounts?
You're getting more lawns.
Getting more lawns, right? And or whatever it is, right? That you know, that's what I think is missing in a lot of cases. I think that you get to the point where you get so busy and you're just trying to keep up with the work, that now you're just busy and you're not in a phase of growing.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going through the motions. If you go to the gym and go through the motions, what happens?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing
you,
happens.
You remain the same, which is better
calories,
than nothing.
So you can maybe eat a little more calories.
Yeah. It's better than nothing, right?
It's still better than nothing.
Entrepreneurship and doing something for yourself may be just better than not, but it doesn't mean that you're getting real
but
growth.
But you want results.
Exactly.
You got to push past the comfort.
You know?
It's anything.
But that's what they did initially when they became an entrepreneur. They pushed past the discomfort and they got to a better situation. Yeah. Now they get to the point where they're stagnant. And do a little bit of self-reflection right now. Ask yourself, am I really pushing my business and forcing it to grow? Or am I just showing up daily and just doing the work?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, dude. It's like, look at yourself, man, and really remember those uncomfortable things that you did do
to get where you're at,
to even get your business all launched, to make your first sale, to make your first you know, client, you know, whatever it was. Like, it was probably scary and uncomfortable, but you did it because you wanted it so bad. You've probably gotten to a comfort zone if you're not growing anymore, and you need to do some self-reflection, like Trev said. Analyze, what did I used to do? What am I doing now? Am I staying comfortable? Now what can I do to raise those limits?
Yeah.
If you want to go to next level, that's what you want to do. I want a jet, dude. Like, yeah. I want our company to be able to go close those big deals. You know, I want to be able to throw my family on it and go wherever I want in the world.
Yeah.
That's when I'll start feeling like I'm successful, is when I am not controlled by money at all anymore. My money is completely working for me. I have ability to go where I want, when I want, and it's not about ego. Some of the greatest entrepreneurs I know, personally know, have jets. We've got a few friends that have jets, and dude, they're actually not egotistical at all. They're very humble, but they're pushing themselves because that's where they're the happiest, and they want that.
And where did we meet some of these people inside of networking groups that we pay for?
Yeah, and dude, I get uncomfortable. You remember, dude, I was nervous when I got up and asked that question in the
Arete, or whatever, the syndicate.
Everyone in there is millionaires, dude. Yeah, like we're some of the poorest dudes in there.
Yeah,
but we're putting ourselves in those rooms because those are the levels we want to be at.
Yeah, I think this is actually, even though we didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about going into it, I think this is the perfect episode.
It's a very real episode.
Right before 2020.
Yeah, I think so.
This is a week before it turns into a new year.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of self-reflection, as we've asked them to do, in terms of, have I just been operating my business, or have I been trying to grow my business?
Yeah.
Because you pushed yourself to the point where you got too busy, and now you're just trying to keep up. And that's the problem.
Yeah. And it's good. I want people to hear this before they start setting their goals. I have not set one goal for next year yet.
Yeah. Dude.
I am just like, as you know, we're like working our ass off for next year right now.
Yeah.
We're putting all this content out, filming all this content for our email drips. Like, we're doing a lot of front-loaded work that is going to go out next year. But, dude, this was one of my goals this year, is to get these things done in our company that we haven't done yet. But, dude, I'm really excited to start setting some goals for January 1. I haven't set one goal yet, but I want people to hear this episode before they set their goals, because we do all have to question, what am I doing? What is my limitations before I set those goals?
And to add to that, we didn't do this at home in the office, because when you're at work or at home, work and home and family end up taking precedence. Sometimes you have to remove yourself from the noise and the day-to-day shit in order to really figure out how to push the limit and how to get to the next level. So what did we do? We removed ourselves from everything that we do on a day-to-day basis in terms of work life, family life, and we went to California, 6 hours away, rented a house where it's peace and quiet, and it's us, to where we can actually think and we can move the needle for our business, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to do that in your business.
Yeah.
If you want to move the needle in your business, for you and your family and your employees and everybody else that benefits from your company, in some cases, it's time to remove yourself from that scenario. Find whether it's a one or 2 day trip or whatever, to where you really are alone or with your partners or whatever it is, and
do your own mastermind.
And do your own mastermind, almost, you know.
Bang out the work that you've been putting off.
Some of the best I did. Some of the best ideas.
How long have we been saying, like, bro, we need better email drips for our clients.
Oh my God.
We need better tax tips all year long. And so that was the whole script. Was like, dude, we're going to bang all that out. We're going to mastermind as partners. We're going to, you know, we're defining roles better. We're creating new positions. Like, but yeah, you're right, dude. We had to create a different environment away from all the chaos to really figure out the path.
Dude, think about it. If we did it at home and we're sitting in the conference room, how many people walk by the glass conference room?
Dude, and walk in.
And walk in and, hey, what do I do here? How do I do it? You know what I mean? It's just, there's distractions at home. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Yeah.
I love my wife and kids. I love everybody that works for us and that we work with
very
on a day. Dude, very much
very
so.
Supportive.
Dude, we're very lucky to be in the situation that we're in and you know, have the people in our lives that we have. But, and I'm not saying anything negative about anybody, but sometimes you've got to remove yourself from the noise in the day-to-day, because we might have a great intention going into the office. Guys, let's get together and let's mastermind. But then the day starts, you know, and it's shit comes up over and over and over. And dude, we wouldn't be able to stay focused. We wouldn't be able to get as much stuff done in that type of environment. So you need to check your environment.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to force growth and this, that, the other, and if you are a plumber, if you are a lawnmower guy or a hairstylist or your barber or a whatever, like, you're not going to be able to force growth as you're cutting somebody's hair, as you're sitting there. You know, the conversation needs to be there.
Yeah.
So if you want something greater than what you have now, I think that they need to find somewhere quiet. Mm-hmm. And I think that they really need to do a lot of self-reflection on what their true goals are in life in general.
Yeah.
Do I just want to make $100,000 a year? Do I want to make 200? Do I want to make 400? You know, where do you really want to be? And then determine what it would take to get there. Like, if you own a barber shop or whatever, and you have two people working underneath you, and you make $80,000 a year. Now, if I want to make $160,000 a year, I need four people. I need four people underneath me.
Yeah.
You know, and the space that I'm in will not do that. So how can I force growth?
Yeah.
Then when this leases up, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone, and I may go in the negative a little bit, so to speak. Not negative as in terms of in the bank account, but negative in terms of my income. I might go from $80,000 a year to the next year in terms of forcing growth, and I might only make 60, but then the next year I might make 100.
Yeah.
And then it continues. So you've got to be willing to take a step backwards in some cases in order to take some steps forward.
Yeah, there's always a sacrifice.
We always invest.
Yeah.
Dude, we invest into us and our businesses. Mm-hmm. Like, probably, I would say, with inside the top 5% of people that own businesses, invest into themselves and into their business.
Okay, totally.
Like, that's one thing that's common as we continue to level up. They never stop trying to improve themselves or their business.
Exactly.
And if all you're doing is showing up in your business on a day-to-day basis, you're the same dude or woman that showed up to your business last year. And so if you made the same amount of money in 2019 as you did in 2018, or maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 jump, the problem is not the business. The problem is you.
Yep.
You are not growing as an individual. Therefore, your business can't grow. You're the same mind in 2018, 19, and you'll be the same mind in 2020. How can you grow your business with the same mind that you have now? And the best way to do that is remove yourself from all the noise and really think about it and invest into networking groups and being around people that want to level up. There's something about it, dude. Like, when you're in a group of people that are all like-minded, it's like,
say yes to opportunities even when they're scary, man. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Dude, when that first event that I spoke at asked me, I was scared shitless, dude. I still get scared of shit doing it. When I have to go jump on a stage in front of a couple hundred people, dude, it's weird. I still don't really feel comfortable doing that. But say yes more. Like, as you are networking within these groups and these opportunities present themselves, no, I don't really do that. I mean, that's the kind of shit I hear all the time. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you don't do that?
You haven't
done
it.
You've got to get in front of more people. You haven't done it. You want your business to grow, so, dude, get on the stage.
Yeah, you haven't done it. Yeah. Not that you can't do it.
Yeah.
You're gonna, I don't do that.
Yeah.
No, the old you don't do that.
Be willing to get up and flop.
Yeah.
Be willing to get up and fail.
Yeah.
But if you do that over and over again, it will succeed.
Guys, the message, I guess, to kind of bring it full circle and end the podcast here is just, if you want more, take a step back in some cases and reflect on what you really want and strategize on how to get there. And even if you only have $5,000 in the bank account for your business or $2,000 for your business, and there's opportunities to network or get on an airplane and fly somewhere, I'm telling you, somebody might just say that one sentence or that one paragraph that gives you a completely different mind shift, or that fire, the desire that you had when you first started your business might start burning again.
Yeah.
That little ember's in there, somebody might blow on it and start a fire again. You know what I mean? And so be willing to spend maybe some of the money that you don't have. And again, this is where it gets really, really sketchy.
Yeah.
You know, when you're advising people to spend money they don't have and this, that, the other. But, I mean, you spent money you didn't first have when you invested into that little condo or whatever off of your credit card. I've got somebody messaging me DM right now applying for credit cards because of that episode.
Uh-oh. I'm just joking.
No, literally. He owns a landscape company. So.
No, it's good, dude. But, dude, I actually would give him the same advice, bro. I mean, I still use credit cards to this day.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Invest into you and your business. Stop hoarding the money. You know, be willing to, you know, go backwards you know, a time or two in order to launch your business forward. You know, there's we've been uncomfortable many, many times, and we know that we're going to have to continue to get uncomfortable. Our first podcast, I mean, gosh, dang, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then some people say, I mean, listen to your first podcast. Did you guys do that before? Or that? No, it was, it turned out good. But that doesn't mean that we weren't scared going into it or nervous going into it. Yeah. But it'll all be fine. It'll turn out,
it'll
you know,
be fine. I like that.
You know, we didn't die, but did you die? You know, no, we didn't. And here we are, you know, affecting people in a positive way. And I think honestly, the podcast affects us in a positive way, just as much as it affects you.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
It forces us to think about some of the lessons that we've learned throughout entrepreneurship. It helps us reflect back on the time where it was scary to get in the new lease, because we're so far removed from that. Again, like we were talking about today, the life current drifts you away from those experiences where you forget about how you were uncomfortable in that scenario, but that was where you grew a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And so I enjoy the podcast just to reflect on some of the wins that we've had, some of the scary moments.
Our own podcast helps us.
Dude. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And if you guys think a podcast is going to help you, go launch one.
Yeah.
You know, say yes to that opportunity, and you know, might only have one listener for the first 20 episodes. You know?
Like, every,
it just is what it is.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Unless some, maybe there's a few people, the 1-2% that are very egotistical. But the common person, just like me and you, you know, me and Kel are common dudes. You know, we're nothing special.
Except I can do 500 push-ups now.
Yes, I'm stuck at 499. Kel's got me by one. But at the end of the day, everybody, and we were guilty of this as well when we started the podcast, they don't believe that they have anything special to say that can impact other people. Like, you look at yourself like, dude, what can I offer?
Yeah.
You know, like, you almost, you're short selling yourself by saying that. And that's exactly what we did. Like, we could probably do it, but like, what would we talk about?
We
sat on it for a minute, dude. And then we just, again, because of you guys, were messaging us talking about, hey, do you guys have any more content anywhere else? We decided to do a podcast to give you guys more long form content that we think could be valuable. But it was, you guys helped us get us to this point in terms of even having a podcast. And now it's affecting a lot of people in a positive way, and it's affecting us in a positive way. So, you know, we appreciate you guys for helping us push the envelope and you know, request more information and more content. And it pushed us to the point to where we now have this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and step outside your comfort zone. Do shit, even if you don't think that you have much to offer.
Yeah.
You have more to offer than I think that you even are giving yourself credit for. And the common knowledge that you think is common to you might not be common to the average person. And because we've experienced certain things, we're just like, oh yeah, I mean, that's pretty normal. Well, it might be normal for us.
Yeah.
It's not normal for certain other people.
Because you think, oh, it's just basic, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
No, not everybody knows that.
Not everybody knows it. Say everything.
Share it. Share your message.
And so, at the end of the day, we appreciate you guys so much, and the support that you guys have given us on the Real Business Owners Instagram, Facebook page, the podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun where Real Business Owner goes in 2020. We don't quite know, but...
And if you guys are listening to this on Christmas, Merry Christmas, because it's going to launch on Christmas.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Also, going into this new year, man, we've had such an awesome year, just these cool new experiences and pushing ourselves and hitting some goals that we really wanted to hit. But, you know, everybody, including us, and if you're listening to this, really, really do what Trev said. Do some self-reflection.
Mm.
Where are you comfortable? What are the limits that you're putting on yourself? And what can you start doing in this next new year, come 2020, to push past those limits? Because, dude, we want you guys to win. So thank you guys for your support. Yeah, a lot of gratitude.
Yeah,
sure.
Amen. We hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, or have a Merry Christmas, and
phenomenal.
I wouldn't say a Happy New Year. I mean, yeah, we can do a Happy New Year, but a profitable New Year.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably fitting for a business owners type podcast.
Yeah.
Stay profitable in 2020. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Hope you had an awesome day. Thanks.